Jordana and Paul filling in for Dave Lee. Thank you for having us this morning. It's 6:22. Reaction worldwide to the guilty verdict of Derek Chauvin in the murder of George Floyd. Blois Olson is now joining us with his morning take, and morning take is sponsored by Compure Financial. Hey, Blois.
Hey, good morning, Jordana.
Good to hear your voice. So obviously you've been collecting political reaction. Who have you been hearing from, and what's been the word?
Well, I mean, really, across the spectrum, there's been reaction from the president of the United States down to state legislators. And, I think everybody points to it as a moment of justice, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. I think there was a collective acknowledgement that justice was served in this case. Now, I think the one thing that we're all watching and waiting is to see what the next steps are on police reforms, what kind of laws could be changing in this legislative session. And, federally, I just got a notice without any detail that Attorney General Merrick Garland is going to deliver remarks first thing this morning at 10 o'clock Eastern time, so 9 o'clock Central. I don't usually get those notices, so my sense is that maybe the Justice Department is going to, acknowledge or put into effect some new changes on some of these police reform and policing issues. So stay tuned. I think we all know that this is still going to be an issue. It's still going to be a news topic. It's still going to be a discussion point and a political point for the months and probably years to come.
Blois, good morning. This is Paul. Appreciate having you on this morning for perspective. I have two quick questions. Is there sort of bipartisan acknowledgement and support for the jury's verdict here in Minnesota? And when it comes to where do we go from here, Minnesota has been ground zero. Is there a push in the state of Minnesota at the legislature for reform? Is there an acknowledgement that maybe this is going to take some sort of federal legislation, chokehold bans, registries for convicted cops, et cetera? What are you hearing, Blois?
I think there's acknowledgement for the verdict. There's acknowledgement that we have to continue the discussion from Republicans, but the push is clearly from Democrats, both federally and locally. And it's more than just banning chokeholds and things like that. Those are the things that were done last summer. I think it's going to have something to do with traffic stops and how they are conducted. I think there's a chance that, there'll be some more review of police procedures and behavior. But it's complicated. This is a multifaceted issue politically. Within the Democratic Party, you have union issues and you have union advocates saying, well, so now we're going to treat one union member different than other union members. So there is momentum, but it is not a clear path either at the state level or the federal level. But I think Minnesota will continue to be trying to be a leader in this. Last night, Governor Walz said that he will expend political capital to try to get this done. Now, he's got problems right now with the left in his party because of Operation Safety Net. The Minneapolis DFL last night held a meeting and was considered a resolution of no confidence in Governor Walz. So this is like a multi, it's more than an eight-sided or six-sided Rubik's Cube. There's multiple sides to this that are going to play out over the weeks and months to come, both legally, legislatively, and then politically.
All right.
Blois Olson with The Morning Take. If you don't read it, sign up for the newsletter. It's called The Morning Take, and follow Blois on Twitter. Blois, we appreciate you. Thanks for joining us today.
Have a good morning, guys.
Thanks, Blois.
You got it. And currently in Congress is the George Floyd Justice for Policing Act, which would ban chokeholds and change qualified immunity for law enforcement. It has not been passed yet.